Joining us at this time is Andrew Jackson, the ice hockey coach for the Masconomet boys team. And Andrew, great to have you with us. And how are you looking? How's the season looking so far for you guys?
Thank you, Bill. Season's looking pretty strong so far. Had a good week and a couple days of tryouts and practices. This weekend we had some strong team building activities and some great conditioning by one of our assistant coaches, Don Roach. And once again, it's looking like it's going to be a strong season, hopefully.
Yeah. Now, as in your fourth year, Andrew, do you do anything different now than you might have done a few years ago in preparation for the season?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're not adapting, you're not getting better. So we've already tried to employ some slight tweaks in our systems and improve our conditioning in the off season and in season. But yeah, no, we're always, you know, trying to improve. Coach Bobo, our head assistant coach, and then Coach Pinella, our head JV coach and varsity assistant, along with Coach Roach, as I mentioned before, are all pretty passionate about it, and we're always working in the off seasons.
Well, tell me about what you might have lost due to graduation from last year's team, and how the current players that you have are going to fit into those slots, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, we graduated a bunch of seniors. We've had pretty big senior classes the past 2 years, actually. We lost our senior captain and defenseman, Jake Cicchino, from last year. And our first line last year was actually made up of underclassmen, but we lost a couple of those guys to prep schools and a bunch of other senior leaders from last year's team. So we're going to certainly need more leadership this year, but we actually have 13 seniors this year as well, so I think we should be pretty strong with leadership. A bunch of guys have already stepped up. This year for captain is Brendan Crow, their senior defenseman, and alternate captain is Nick Pease, another senior defenseman, Nick being a four-year varsity player. So I think they'll step into those shoes just fine.
What about other players that you're counting on? Maybe starting at in the forwards, you know, those positions, and then we can work our way back just to get some names.
We have some senior forwards that are pretty talented and skilled. They'll be playing top minutes. Mike Ouellette is back from juniors, back to Masco this year. Garrett LaFada, who's back for his senior season, who had a pretty successful junior season last year with us, was a league all-star. Couple other seniors. Mitchell Ford's been making the jump up to varsity this year. Looks to probably score some goals for us as well. Joey Mazzocchia had played top 6 minutes for us last year as well, as did Alex Cameron, who was a sophomore last year, junior this year. Look for big things from him. And Neil Tucker, another senior forward who's shown promise so far in the early going this season.
What about on defense and then back and goal for Masconomet?
Yeah, on defense, Nick and Brennan, our captains, will lead the charge back there with Tommy Bennett as a returner. He's just a beast back there, big, strong, fast presence back there for us. And we have a couple seniors that are going to fill the role for us as well, TJ McHugh and Dante Che. And then we have a freshman, Phil Scarfo, who's going to definitely play a lot for us on the back end, as well as Scotty D'Ambrosio, a junior, who played a few varsity games last year. But the big three will be Nick, Tommy, and Brendan. And then in net, Greg Knowles is our returning starter from last year. He's looking to build on a very strong junior season, and he'll be backed up by junior Scott Young and sophomore Sal Pacey, both very capable of stepping in if Greg needs a hand or needs a breather.
Would you say it's pretty much the same style of play that Masco had last year that you'll try for this year?
Yeah, hopefully. We have a lot of team speed. Also up front is a newcomer, Brendan Driscoll, forward. Very fast, very talented. We're turning a bunch of upperclassmen at the front end. So we intend to play with speed and put the pressure on the opposition. And I think we'll be pretty strong defensively as well. So should be a good mix. And, you know, we're always looking for secondary scoring. So we're going to look for some guys to step in and
Yeah, well, that sounds like a recipe for success for sure. What about, when's your first game? When do you guys open up?
We open up a week from tomorrow, Wednesday against Pawtucket at Pawtucket, and then we got another league game against North Reading this following Saturday. So we're looking forward to that. I know a lot of teams have already had maybe a scrimmage or even two. We've tried to practice and team build this first week in a couple days, and we start off with scrimmages tomorrow against Marblehead and then on Saturday against Stoneham.
Gotcha. Well, Andrew, is there anything else you want to share with us about Masconomet hockey, about this year's team and what you've been up to so far?
Like I said, we just finished a team-building event over at Gordon College on Sunday, and it was really encouraging to see both the JV and the varsity come together. And I think it's going to be another special year. We have 13 seniors, like I mentioned, and all of them I know are hungry to go farther in the tournament this winter. So hopefully we can make that a reality. And this team seems pretty determined so far, so I'm encouraged with how things are going.
Well, Andrew, I appreciate your time. It's great talking with you. Hopefully we'll talk many more times during the course of this season here on the website. But again, best of luck to you, the team, and the coaching staff this season.
Excellent. Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it.
Yep. Andrew Jackson, the boys ice hockey coach at Masconomet on MSONewsSports.com.